You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I didn't tell you about this one. When it comes to Colin Kaepernick.
I thought you were going to say Colin Cowherd. I was like, no. Well, that's not shocking.
Now, honestly, I don't know much about this story right here, but when you have Kaepernick in it, you must question things. Killing Country, Colin Kaepernick to produce docuseries on police-involved shooting in California. So I already know what it's going to be. The police are going to be at fault no matter what in this documentary. You think that they would produce a documentary about Colin Kaepernick actually endorsing police?
Not a chance.
No. And I don't know exactly who's making this either. Let's see here. Woke national anthem protester Colin Kaepernick is serving as executive producer on a new docuseries with ABC News Studios. That's all you need to know right there.
Wow.
That's all you need to know. Exploring police-involved deaths in Bakersfield, California, and in particular, the case of a police informant killed by the police. The three-part miniseries will follow the case of Jorge Ramirez Jr., who was killed in 2013 during a police-involved incident, even though he was an off-the-books informant for them. According to the blurb for the show, the Ramirez family will be heavily featured. Quote, the series takes a look at Bakersfield, a bit city with the soul of a small town deep in California's heartland, where things are not always what they seem, the synopsis reads, according to People. A deadly hotel shooting makes the Ramirez family question everything they know about their town. Desperate to find out what really happened to their loved one, they soon learn they are not alone in their tragedy and fight for the truth. Killing Country is a story of twists and turns, alleged corruption and cover-up, raising the question, who do you turn to when the ones who are supposed to serve and protect you are the ones you can't trust. So this is definitely anti-police right there.
Absolutely.
There's actually a trailer for this. I'm not even going to play it. Probably get copyrighted. It ain't even worth it. So, oh man, what do you think of this, Rhodes? Colin Kaepernick, series right there.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that anything he's involved with would be anti-police, right? That's what his grift is built on. And I will tell you this, I fully believe that this has been a business journey for him. I used to think it wasn't, but the last about 18 months, I've thought, you know, this has always been about the almighty dollar for Kaepernick.
No doubt.
He figured out I can become a hero and wealthy at the same time. And to the wokes, I will be a martyr because I took one for the team for my playing career. But yet, he exposed his hypocrisy by still trying to beat down the door to get back in the NFL.
Well, that was all a grip, too. He knew he wasn't good enough to get back in. Warren Sapp exposed that, too.
No.
So he plays the victim. You got people on The View talking about, oh, he was blackballed. No, he wasn't.
No, and I've always tried to be fair to Kaepernick as a Niners fan. Look, he was a playmaker at one time, but you can't do the things that he did and be a back-of-the-league quarterback and expect a team to bring you in. Okay? By the way, they did the same thing to Tim Tebow. Okay. I mean, they decided Tebow generated too much heat, so teams didn't put him on the roster. Okay. In other words, hey, John, are you, if Blake Bortles is very controversial, are you going to go out of your way to put Blake Bortles on your team?
No.
Okay. Now, let's say Tom Brady was involved with the exact same cause that Tim Tebow or Colin Kaepernick is involved with, he doesn't miss a snap in the NFL He doesn't. I mean, let's be real. Okay? He doesn't miss a snap in the NFL.
You're right.
All right? And come on, you got to be kidding. You know Tebow was booted out of the league for how many years? A decade? And the only reason he got a tryout was because of Urban. And he had to switch positions to do that.
Yeah, that whole thing was an attention grabber. No way in the world he was actually going to be a tight end in the NFL. He hadn't played it, what, since high school? And then he was out of the league for, what, about 10 years?
Yeah.
No, wasn't going to happen.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.